the sentiment of the Arab Jews in Palestine is one of deep resentment against their exploitation and their treatment. And so it is that they must be encompassed and included in the struggle for a democratic and secular Palestine, an Arab Palestine, a Palestine of the dispossessed population in which the rights of all will be those of citizens. Not a function of their ethnicity, not a function of their religious affiliation, but that of citizens, as in South Africa today. A Frenchman who wants to live in Algeria has every right to Algerian citizenship and should be entitled to all of the perquisites and prerogatives of an Algerian citizen, but not as a settler entitled to exclusivity of ownership of land, of ownership of the means of production, of ownership and control over the state apparatus. It's a basic, elementary, 18th century democratic demand. And of course, integral to the struggle for a liberated Palestine, an Arab Palestine, in which rights are extended to all who choose to remain as equal citizens, is an end to U.S. aid to apartheid Israel, because Israel is but a subset, an extension of imperialism and of American imperial control.